now.
Okay.
This is November 6th at 1:25 p.m. and the date and time set for the case of 1180217, appellant Kelsey Bjornstrom. All right. So, Ms. Bjornstrom, my name is Hella Rohde, and I'm the hearings officer, so I'm going to be deciding the case.
Okay.
I do not work for the city police bureau or the city parking enforcement. I work for the city auditor's office, and one of our roles in the auditor's office is to review actions by other city departments to make sure that they meet with our city code. And so I'm a neutral decision maker, and I don't have any stake in it one way or the other, whether it goes in your favor or whether it goes in the city's favor. Okay?
Okay.
So, given that I just oversee what other people have done and decide things under the code, my authority is limited to deciding what was a code violation and what was not a code violation. So, our office does not handle parking tickets. And so, have you had a chance to address your parking ticket with the Multnomah County Circuit Court?
Parking ticket? I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Before we go there, let me go over one other thing. We record these hearings, and we place them on our website after the hearing, 1 to 3 days after the hearing.
Okay.
It will be available on our website.
Okay.
And what you need in order to access it is the case number, which is the 1180217 number, and it's on all your documents on the little sticker at the bottom that says exhibit.
Uh-huh.
Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the option of having your hearing posted to the website or not. Would you like it posted to the website?
Sure.
Okay. Great. All right. So then, could you state your full name into the record, please, and spell your full name also?
Yeah, my name's Kelsey Nicole Bjornstrom, and then spelled it's K-E-L-S-E-Y N-I-C-H-O-L-E, and then last name's B-J-O-R-N-S-T-R-O-M.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, you were given some records when you first arrived today. Did you have a chance to look over those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you need to answer out loud so that we can pick up your answer on the recording. So that was yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I have a list here of 10 exhibits, starting with your tow request form and ending with a Google Maps photo. Do you have any objection to any of those exhibits?
So, my whole thing about...
So this is just the time to address exhibits. You'll get a chance to testify also, but before you do, I'll have to swear you in.
Okay.
So, do you want to just take a look at the exhibit list and let me know if you have any objections?
Where's that?
It was given to you this morning, I believe, right? It looks like this.
Oh. No.
Okay, so you don't have any objection to those exhibits. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 10 then. And then we will chat about the facts. You'll get your opportunity to present your side, okay? So did you have a chance this morning to go over the statement of rights?
A little bit. I kind of skimmed it.
You skimmed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not very good at reading, so.
Would you like more time to read it?
Yeah, I mean. So when I read stuff, I have to, like, I have to, like, be by myself. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to, like, pick up stuff in my head when I read stuff, like, unless I'm, like, alone and, like, I can think clearly about what I'm reading. So, yeah.
Did you have a chance to get any of this read, or do you want me to just briefly go over it with you?
You could briefly go over it with me. That'd be cool.
Okay. So the first one is a sign language interpreter. Do you need that?
No.
Okay. And then I kind of figured you didn't.
Yeah.
And then you don't need any kind of interpreter, right?
No.
Okay. And the second one is you can have an attorney at your own cost. And the third one is you can provide supporting documentation or witnesses. And the fifth one is, if you want to present photos, they have to be printed. Mm-hmm. And the sixth one is that you will receive copies of the parking enforcement officer's report and the other items that we gave you this morning when you arrived, or this afternoon, excuse me, when you arrived. And the next one is that an electronic recording will be made, which we talked about and you were okay with, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a yes also,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Thanks. And the next one is that you have a right to appeal under ORS 34.010 through 34.100 should you not be satisfied with the decision.
Okay.
And we're not able to help with that or answer any questions about it. If you do need help to appeal, you might want to talk to an attorney.
Okay.
All right, and the skipping down to the bottom, all testimony is under oath or affirmation. And the decision will be made based on the facts and the Portland City Code and any other applicable rules or laws. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay, great. All right. So, I want you to look for a minute at Exhibit 6, which, do you see the exhibit stickers in the bottom right-hand corner? So it's a document that looks like this.
Okay, Exhibit 7, Exhibit 6. Okay.
You see that there?
Yeah.
So this is the parking enforcement officer's report. And since we're having some difficulty with reading, I'll just basically let you know that it indicates that there was a service request to have your car towed. And the officer says this is a valid tow. The vehicle was towed on service request 1364. The vehicle was cited under Title 16.20.220B, which is the code provision which prevents people from parking in a truck loading zone. And he continues, or he or she continues, that the vehicle is not a truck. It's described in DMV registrations as a four-door. It did not have a special permit or a farm plate, and it's not a taxi cab. And it didn't display any commercial signage. The pictures taken at the time of the citation show the car was within view of the truck loading zone sign and inside the designated hash marks. The front of the car is approximately 20 feet from the sign. The zone is approximately 35 and a half feet long. And he included, as the last exhibit in the packet, a photo from Google Maps taken in 2009, just to demonstrate what the area looked like.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then in Exhibit 7, he has photocopied and included the relevant ordinances. Mm-hmm. Would you like time to review those?
Where is that?
Exhibit 7, it's the next one after the one I just read to you.
Sure.
Okay, we'll just take a second if you can look at that. Okay, so do you have any questions about Exhibit 7? It's not your position that your car is a truck, is that correct?
No.
No, okay, thanks.
It's like an SUV kind of.
It's an SUV, not a truck, okay.
Yeah.
I get it, all right. So I think those are the only exhibits that would require reading, but if you run across something else that you want to take a little break to read, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, so would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm to tell the truth and nothing but the truth in this hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and so go ahead and present your testimony then.
So I go to treatment over by where I was parked every single day. It's Allied Health. I park there. I'm required to go there every single day because I'm on a medication-assisted treatment. Mm. And so every single morning I go there before I go to work and before I do anything really throughout my day. And I just started going there about 6 months ago. I've never really drove downtown prior to this. I've never really parked downtown prior to this. I've always been scared to drive downtown because it's like so crazy down here and just like so many people and so many different one ways and like so confusing, like everything is confusing down here. It's just ridiculous. anyways, so I literally park by there every single day. I've parked there for the last 6 months and this spot where I'm parked happens to be one of the spots where I park if the sides of the street by my treatment are packed, which my treatment is literally the next block down. It's like over on 4th and Davis or whatever, so it's just right there. And so literally, I think at that time, over by my treatment, one side of the street was actually closed off. They had signs saying no parking on that side of the street where we normally can park. And it was like for construction or something. So I decided to park up the road in this spot, which was the block up. And I had parked there before. I've parked there millions of times when there was no other spots down on that street before they had the signs for the construction. And I had never gotten towed. Nothing had ever happened. I don't know if I just didn't notice the lines on the cement or what before, and maybe I was behind them before, and maybe this time I was like just happened to be over them. I don't know. But I do know that when I had parked, I seen the no parking sign with the little truck and everything, and I made sure that my car was behind that pole, because when I was pulling up in my car, I didn't see no line on the cement or anything. It wasn't really that visible for me to see it. It was pretty faint. If it would have been a solid line, I would have seen it, you know what I'm saying, and I wouldn't have parked there. But I didn't really see a line when I was parking there, so I just parked behind the pole that was right there, assuming that as long as I'm not, you know, in front of that pole or further, you know, then I'm in an okay zone. And, you know, I was by another car. I was parked literally right in front of another car, and I was parked by a meter, you know, where I could pay, so I figured that I could park there. I had no idea that I couldn't park there and that that was not a spot that I could park. If I knew that, I wouldn't have parked there, I swear to God, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And since I've gotten my car towed, I have not parked there. I was actually in a group at my treatment center, and one of my friends had came up to me and gotten me out of group and told me that my car was gone, it was towed. And I live all the way in Malala, so to come out of my treatment center, finding my car being gone and me being like, you know, clear across town, like an hour away, that's where I live, I was just like completely distraught. And my family has had a very hard last year, very, very hard. We have been through a lot this last year. It's been a huge struggle. And we're trying to get everything together. We're trying to get our lives together, you know, we're trying to do good. We're trying to get jobs and do good for our daughter. We have a little 2-year-old daughter, and we're trying to get our own place and just a lot of different stuff right now. And when this happened, it was really devastating because it took our last $200 that we had for eating, for gas, to get to work, for everything. And I mean, we drive from Malala to Portland to Vancouver, Washington every single day, you know what I'm saying? So we use a lot of money and gas and just everything, you know, and we barely make it as it is. And so I was just beyond like upset when this happened, you know what I'm saying? Because I do my best to follow every law that I can, you know what I'm saying? So I don't get tickets because I can't afford it, you know what I'm saying? And so when this kind of thing happens, it really sucks, you know, because I wasn't trying to, you know, do any of this. And so that's just where I'm coming from. I feel like, you know, I should have at least gotten, like, some sort of warning or a ticket or something, you know what I'm saying, instead of just jumping to towing my car, because I had no idea, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they would have given me a warning and told me, hey, you can't park here, I would have never done it again, you know? And I haven't done it since I've been towed, you know? Like, so.
Yeah. So would you look at the pictures that are in exhibit number 9? They look like this.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Okay. So, Is your car in one of those pictures?
Yes.
Okay, it's the kind of dark green one?
It's dark blue, yeah.
Dark blue, mm-hmm. Okay. And it's parked by that bicycle there?
Yep, and it's parked in front of that white truck.
In front of the white truck, right. And then by the parking meter, there's a sign post.
Mm-hmm. Yep, up a ways from my car, there's the pole. that has the no parking truck loading zone or whatever.
Okay.
And so I figured, you know, in front of my car, I mean, there's quite a distance between my car and that pole. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but, you know, there's the pay meter right there. So I figured that it was probably, you know, from this line forward, that was the truck loading zone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you see this yellow line that's on the cement right here that goes up? Yeah, that's what I figured it was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of hard to tell.
So you couldn't tell where the truck loading zone started.
I had no idea. Yeah.
But it looks like it ends right there by the, well, where that post office truck is, right? So that would be the end of the no parking zone. And you're parked close to the beginning of the no parking zone.
I'm confused. So.
Oh, sorry.
where the post office truck is, that's like way in front of me, right?
Right, but it's on the other side of the no parking zone, the truck loading zone.
So that's not the truck loading zone? Or is that the truck loading zone?
I don't know actually what kind of zone that is, but it isn't governed by the sign that's in Exhibit 9, that shows up in Exhibit 9. Never mind. I can tell the answer to that question without confusing you further. Sorry. All right. So, and then Exhibit 10 is like a photo taken at a different time. It doesn't show your car. It doesn't show cars that were parked there.
Yeah, so you see in Exhibit 9, okay, right here, this is where my car would have been, right here, okay?
Okay,
that's where
so
I was, right here.
By the red bicycle?
Yeah, I'm over here.
And the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the parking meter's up here with the no parking truck loading zone. So I figured that, you know, this is the truck loading zone. I mean, that's what anybody would have thought, I'm assuming, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, where this guy is parked, that's the truck loading zone, right? And I was parked behind that, so I don't understand why I was towed. I mean, I don't...
Were you parked in front of the tree there or behind the tree? Looks like in...
I must have been... I was a little bit in front of the tree. So there's the tree right here, and here's my car. So that white truck is right next to the tree, and I'm right next to that white truck, like, right in front of him. Okay. Yeah, so I had to have been, like, right here. I was probably right here. And I mean, downtown, really, I mean, this line right here that they show right here, you can't even see that right now, downtown. You can't see that at all. That's not, that line doesn't even exist right there. All you can see is there's like a really, I went back and looked at it after I got towed and everything, and there's a really, really, really faint line that's right here. But other than that, there's no lines at all on that pavement. At all.
Okay, so if you look at this one with the four pictures on it.
Yeah.
The lower right-hand corner. There's a yellow line next to the tree.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about this yellow line?
Uh, Yes. And you're in front of that yellow line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the pay to park sign is like way up there.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't make any sense. Do you see what I'm saying? It's really confusing.
Well, okay. So what I do in these cases is I take them under advisement and I go back and look at the records more carefully.
Okay.
And then send out a decision in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I will send you the order in the mail.
Okay.
Do we have your correct mailing address?
I receive mail at P.O. Box 123 in Oregon City. I don't know if you guys have that.
Uh-huh. That's the address we have for
you. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Do you have anything further you would like me to know?
No.
Okay.
That's it. And, I actually had the one friend that had came and got me out of group, he mm-hmm. actually had even told the guy that was towing me, he's like, she's going to be right back, like, she's in treatment, you know, like, don't tow her car. And he was like, sorry, he's like, I'm going to do it or whatever, and he, like, just took it. I don't know if you guys need to know that, but, I mean, there was somebody that had tried to stop him from doing it and had even told him, like, that I would be back or that he would go and get me, and, like, the guy still wouldn't even do anything about it. He still insisted on taking my car.
Hmm.
And so...
I'm sorry. Well, that's not really something that I can address, but there is a gentleman who works for the city named Patrick Kramer, and you can reach him if you want to and tell him about that.
Okay.
Because that's an issue kind of between the city and the towing company.
Okay.
And like I said, not something that I can address.
Okay, for sure.
So I have this little booklet on resources, which might be helpful to you.
Okay.
And I'm just going to write Patrick's name on the front. I don't know what, if anything, he can do, but he is the person to talk to about that.
Okay.
And so... And I'm just putting the general city phone number on here.
Okay.
Is it again 4,000? 494? Oh, sorry. Okay. 823-4000. Okay. So you can just have that. That also has some resources in it that might be helpful to you.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.